This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is that you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you're doing that do, and that you decided to do that do with me. I got Wally in studio, y'all. This is big time. I don't know. I thought the rapture was coming. I'm not sure. Every time I see him, I get excited. But I'm going to have a guest with me in studio this morning because, you know, you all have asked for the voice of the church. I am a proponent of the church, a supporter of the church. And so I can't just lay all kill the church. I have to make sure that Rev them get a chance to say what it is they want to say. Before I get to that, though, let me please say this. You know, every day in this country, we slip a little further from God's grace. I live in the Bahamas, and more, I wonder how do more of us not die? On my way to studio this morning, I was coming up East Street, and I noticed that there was an inordinate amount of traffic in the, I don't know, the corridor between Scotiabank, which is Soldier Road, and the Independence Roundabout. And I said to myself, well, I make it a practice never to leave my house before 9:30 in the morning, right? And I said to myself, well, God, the rapture must be here. I didn't hear the horn. Who are these people, and why are they all going in the same direction? So I continued my sojourn up East Street. Believe it or not, someone, in their wisdom, infinite and or otherwise, decided that it was appropriate to leave an abandoned vehicle in the middle of East Street. Now, because I want to believe that this is an Alice in Wonderland, I assume that they were pulling it with another vehicle. The back tires fell off. I'm just trying to figure out, at what point did you think it was the most pragmatic thing to do to leave it there? At what point did you say, you know, the Lord give and the Lord take away, and since the Lord take the two back tires away, oh well, I hope they get over it. Where do we live? It troubles my heart that people that cry foul about things like child abuse, people that cry foul about things like sex offenders registry, the people that cry foul about campaign finance reform, the people that cry foul about things like freedom of information, the people that cry foul about things like an independent public prosecutor, the people that cry foul about creating a public service based on meritocracy, that those people find it reasonable to live in a society where it is okay on a Monday morning nonetheless, to just leave your broke down car with the no back tire in the middle of Her Majesty's Road. I don't, this these are the things, and I posted it to my Facebook. These are the things that gives my heart palpitations, because I can't imagine that these are real things happening in a real place. I don't exactly know what it is that we are going for sometimes. What it is that we hope for sometimes. And I'll tell you, it's not just on the... Because I argue, this is what I argue. If you continue to get little things like this wrong, then you will never, ever, ever be able to fix the big things. And so let me say that it isn't only on the part of the citizen, you know, albeit the public servant is in fact a citizen, even though we look at them through a different eye. Because the public service isn't a soda machine. It doesn't run itself. People run it, and those people come from among us, right? And so last evening, on my way home, right? See, and sometimes I tell you, I make my rounds as Justice of the Peace to make sure that the Queen's Peace is being kept all throughout this Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So last night, on my way home, I traveled up the extension of the Milo Butler Highway, only to realize that some person in a Honda Civic wanted to pull to the side of the street, believe this or not. And because there are gaping sewer holes opened up on the side of Sir Milo Butler, today that person's car is tiptoeing in the sewer on Milo Butler. And if my memory about how the Honda Civic engine is set up is still the same, that is on the same side as the oil pan. So more than likely, this is going to cost them quite a bit of money. But this is the society where we cry for things like sexual offenders lists. We cry for things like freedom of information. We cry for things like independent public prosecutor. And I don't ever understand, how will we get those things right? It is like the people who say to me, I want to live in a republic. I'm tired of the Queen, and I do not want to live in a republic. And I point out to them that if you go by the government hill, Mount Fitzwilliam, you will notice that there is a mailbox there that still bears the insignia of King George. Can you believe it? Elizabeth Regina has been queen of this Commonwealth for over 60 years. You know what that means? Even when white people was in charge of this place, we couldn't get little things right. And I don't understand these things. So you say to me, we want to live in a republic, right? I want the Negroes to be in charge of themselves. Never in my lifetime have you all proven to me that you all could completely man the ship. And so here's what I say. At least when Crooked Island get broke up, I don't know how she did it. I don't know how she continues to do it. On the morning after the storm, Elizabeth Regina and her fleet of Her Majesty's ships were on the horizon. And so if only for that, I say leave it with Her Majesty, right? Because I don't know if I trust you all to run no country. Anyway, much to my happiness, I was able to get in contact this morning with Assistant Commissioner of Police, Ken Strawn, who has assured me that he will action some movement in that direction. And I feel comforted in knowing that the ACP now has it actively in charge. And while you're at it, ACP, see if they can fix the people them guy over there on Milo Butler. Anyway, I'm going to break this by music. Don't move, leave a millis. Yeah, my guest is here. Y'all tell y'all want to hear from the church. I go and get me one of the best church people I know. I'll be back after this.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361, 302-2361, or visit us at the Nassau Guardian Building in Oaksfield. Print with the best. Print with Printmasters.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Lehman Miller is here. I've sent for the bishop. The bishop has come. He's with me in studio this morning. Now, I don't know. Every time he come on my show, I said one bunch of people call me after the show trying to get me in contact with him. And I keep telling them, you know, I mean, I'm here too. You know, you could enjoy me just as much. Bishop Denzel Rule is with me this morning in studio. Bishop, good morning. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm in excellent shape. I am always humbled. When my wife's favorite talk show host invites me to be on. Let me say parenthetically, I am also a talk show host. Let's make sure I make it known that my wife's favorite talk show host invites me. It's very embarrassing, very dehumanizing for me to say that. But I'm on with her favorite.
Yes, but you know, it is in these times that old people would say something like, well, the humble child tastes good. and so, Bishop, there's been a lot of going on in the news. Again, to the family of young Bella, you know, we extend whatever condolences we can.
Sure.
But people have asked for the church, and here is why I often
now define the church. We make sure I understand. We mean what they
want. I get.
Yeah, help me understand.
They have.
Who does they want?
They have taken the church to task. They say as long as it ain't about man not raping wife and homosexuals walking in the street, the church ain't concerned, right? That has been the general thread throughout social media. And one of the reasons I continue to lean towards you, Bishop, is very simple. I do not expect pronouncements from the Catholic and Anglican Church. I associate them with international world policy, all right? They don't have time for local politics. They set the tenor of the world, right? And then in the Bahamas, colloquially, the Baptists are the political watchdogs of our society. You know, the H.A. Browns and all of those people that came up over the years that kind of, if you notice, when the Black Baptist Church switched, so did the government, right? Whichever direction the Black Baptist Church go in, politician beware. And so we use them to keep humility among the legislative authority in the country.
You say these things so matter of fact, man.
This is the gospel of God in the Levin.
Okay.
And then there is the fire and brimstone church of God, right? Who I hold accountable for,
Jesus Lord,
for the ethics and ethical standard and upkeep of the society that is the Bahamas we live in, right? That's the pastor that come in to preach fire and brimstone. He ain't really care if you never invite him back. And he come to tell you, thus say the Lord. All right? Now.
Which one I is?
Didn't you straight to God?
Okay.
Now, not saying that those other pastors do not say thus say the Lord. So don't kill me, y'all. Because I know how you all go with y'all pastors.
You're trying to get me all kind of trouble.
But I think sometimes, Bishop, we expect the church to not exercise judicious behavior. We expect the church to be driven by emotion. And if preachers were, in fact, driven by the emotionalism of every single thing that hit the news, the emotionalism of sad things like Miss Bella, the church could find itself equally as culpable in causing justice to not be served because, one, we live in a small society. Two, the church is a very influential body. And if that very influential body uses its voice, I don't think people ever take into consideration the reach of that voice and why the church, though they see, though they hear, must always exercise, again, judicious behavior in the execution or proclamation of the gospel. What do you say about that?
I think it's still important for us to kind of make the delineation between the church and the Christian council.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we use those terms synonymously,
mm-hmm.
and I think incorrectly so.
Sure.
There are all manner of activities that New Destiny
mm-hmm.
Baptist Church,
mm-hmm.
Bahamas Harvest Church,
mm-hmm.
are actively engaged in transforming this nation.
Sure.
However, and I use those two names because those two names represent the president,
the leadership,
and the vice president mm-hmm. of the Christian Council.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely active in social interventions and doing things in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we do not see them in the collar and the chain making a statement with Christian Council next to it, then we say they're not doing anything.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I think that they get an unfair hit very often.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're in media. I kind of in media. One of the things I also learned in working very closely with Bishop Fernando, Pastor Mario, and the other men and women of the Christian Council is that the means by which they make their statements are always the same.
Okay.
And they make statements on almost every hot button, medium level button, and gold button topics that are going around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again. They always make comments.
Mm-hmm.
The means by which these comments get out are always the same.
Okay.
But there are persons who decide, we can blow this one up, or we can leave this one on the down low. We ain't gonna push this one that much.
Mm-hmm.
So you often hear they only talk about these items, which is not fair. The Christian Council only speaks when this happens, only speaks when there's a LGBTQ issue, or mm-hmm. when there's, and that is totally unfair because I have copies of documents on all manner of national issues that these statements were made, and they were sent through the same medium. But somehow it doesn't get the kind, because it ain't as juicy.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't as hot. So when there is a issue of gender or issue of a gay ship coming to town, let's go to the Christian Council, let's blow that up.
Mm-hmm.
And now this way I hold the Christian Council accountable, because I think sometimes they should just not speak. I think sometimes they should be more judicious in when they decide to speak.
I felt that way, particularly with this incident. And again, particularly because the church makes up possibly the largest congregation of Bahamians.
Sure.
And juries come from among our peers.
Yes.
Right? Pastors have very wide-ranging influence.
Right.
And there had for a long time been a gaping hole in what was the fact versus what had been proclaimed to be the fact, right?
There's another very valid point. Let me just, please don't, allow me to make this other point here. Another thing I found out in being so close, because I want to tie these things together, is that there's so much conversation had with the Christian Council and the powers that be that never make it to the headlines, never make it to the front page, and that's the nature of the church.
Mm-hmm.
There are all manner of interventions that happen from the Christian Council, and I'm using this now, I'm not using it synonymously with church, I'm talking about the Christian Council,
mm-hmm.
through their duty by constitution, that their constitution, the things that they do to give moral advice to the government,
mm-hmm.
that is happening on a constant basis. And so every conversation that they have with the government and with the Commissioner of Police, that they in constant conversation, I told the president of the Christian Council, much to the chagrin of the host of the show, that I could never see me doing that capacity. I could never see Denzel Roll in that because of the demand of going to speak to this, going to speak to that, going to deal with this, going to sit in this meeting, going to meet with the Attorney General, going to meet with the Minister of National Security, meeting with the Commissioner of Police, that these things are happening around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why there's a comfort level for past Dr. Bishop Fernando and past presidents where they don't get caught up in the noise in the market. That the Christian Council ain't doing this and they ain't saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Because those brothers and sisters are constantly engaging with government entities, government ministries, and having these kind of conversations. That's the Christian Council.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I want to speak to that. Now let me speak to the church.
Mm-hmm.
The church is not issue activated.
Okay.
I think that needs to be established. So that first piece was all Christian Council. Now let me talk about the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not issue activated.
Okay.
The church is voice activated.
Mm.
And that's the heaven's voice.
Go on.
the church is not like that lawyer trying to get a job who, when they hear a siren, they run after the siren in the U.S. You know, they say they're them ambulance chasing lawyers over in the U.S. Mm. That's not the church. The church is voice activated. Mm. And the persons that depend on their spiritual leaders to be spiritual leaders, they make the assumption that when we open our mouth, we heard from heaven.
Okay.
That's the assumption, and that's the assumption I want those that I pastor to make. That when Denzel Rolls speaks about the gambling referendum, that he heard from heaven. Mm-hmm. When he speaks about the gender referendum, he has heard from heaven. Mm-hmm. When he speaks about COVID-19 and the vaccine, that our man of God heard from heaven, and he's speaking. That's the assumption. That's kind of what they expect from us, because our name is man of God or woman of God. So we speak of God.
Okay.
And if he doesn't speak, we should qualify and be careful how we speak when he doesn't speak. Mm-hmm. So I think that delineation has to be made, because we cannot speak when the crowd say speak. Mm. That's not the way the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ works. Now, the Christian Council has a duty based on their constitution to speak to certain things. Mm-hmm. But don't confuse that with the church now.
But people will say, Bishop, there comes a time, even in the lives of men and women that lead churches, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus himself, nonetheless, found himself in a position where a popular thing needed to be done, and they put pressure on his anointing. It was the water into wine at the wedding at Cana.
Right.
Right. And you know that he didn't come here for this, prepared to do it, because his own utterances. Woman, mine hour has not yet come. This ain't what I come here to do. Just them invite me to this little wedding. Right. I just here as Mary's son.
You're a good church of God, boy. Right? I like it. Keep on going.
And they draw on Jesus himself.
Yeah.
And causes him to act. And so you live in a society, Bishop, where they say, my God, man, these things are becoming more rampant. They're becoming more an atrocity. It's almost, you know, it's palpable. When you read it, you almost want to vomit.
Yeah.
But I don't hear preachers taking firm positions. I even outside or around the Christian Council, because there are many men that wear the collar that have built a level of, and I'm going to use the word stardom loosely, that if they called the camera crew would come.
Sure.
I don't hear those voices, right? And preachers seem to use the get out of jail free card. The Bible calls on me to preach the gospel, and that's all I do, preaching the gospel. Mm-hmm. But aren't there times when what is happening around the church possibly the thing that agitates the church to a position where it acts like we saw Jesus in the wilderness?
See, you said something powerful. You said act. Act and making a press release saying the same thing. Mm. We can't, they are not synonymous. You said that he's, because of the demand placed on him, the wedding at Cana Galilee, he acted. Mm-hmm. And how does acting look? I looked at several of our streams of our churches. You know, one of the beautiful things of the pandemic now is that I can now follow some of my pastoral friends without having to go there. Mm-hmm. And I saw the direct ministry that was done, the prayer that was done, the focus that was done in churches all around this country 2 Sundays ago in response to what happened with regard to Bella. Mm-hmm. I saw the spiritual response that we are called to first, the spiritual response. Mm-hmm. I know of programs that so many churches are running and functioning now when it comes to children, when it comes to single mothers. These things are constantly going on. But let me go back to that point you made, and I like sitting down with Levon Miller, because Levon Miller, he likes scripture. There's something that happened, you know this story. Mm-hmm. Jesus pulls up to this place where there are all kind of sick people hanging up around this pool. Mm-hmm. And I always wondered to myself, but Jesus, that ain't right. All these sick people there, you heal one dude. Mm-hmm. All those needs around the pool, why you leave all them people sick? Mm. And you know they was waiting. The Bible says there was a whole manner of people, maimed, lame, paralyzed. All, and you deal with this one dude, and this dude who seemingly wasn't even ready for a miracle.
Yeah.
And you healed him, and you left the rest. And I'm digging, I praying because I don't get an answer. And Jesus said, and like the Spirit of God said to me, I mean, it's easy, just keep on reading the text. Same text, same John 5. Mm-hmm. You read further down, I think round about verse 18 or 19, somewhere in that ballpark. Jesus says, I only do what I see my Father do. Mm. I only say what he tells me to say. Again, back to my opening statement, the church is voice activated. Mm. it doesn't matter what, and we need to understand this, that we cannot, the church is not called to be emotive. We have to be spiritual. Mm-hmm. We cannot allow the influences around us to dictate how we function. Mm-hmm. We got to hear what is heaven saying. What is the, because sometimes we speak, and we speak from emotions because we're so moved by the Bella thing, and we're moved, watch this, by all of the commentary that we all heard. Mm-hmm. And now we're hearing that it was wrong. And so we make a statement emotively,
right,
not hearing what God has said. Mm. And now we have to come back and say, I'm sorry. Old bishop said to me, he says, Denzel, old bishop, man, I'm young in ministry. He said, listen to me, son. I don't like to apologize. Mm. Stop liking apologizing.
Okay.
I said, bishop, that's a cool thing to say. Because we always hurt people. He said, no, listen to me carefully, son. You talk too fast. And that's why you always have to come back and say, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just take your time. Process. Pray. Posture. Then speak. Mm. That way you won't have to apologize so often. When you talk fast, you have to always come back and say, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And I think that's, again, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be hearing what is heaven saying concerning the pandemic? What is heaven saying concerning the vaccine, they're gonna be getting trouble. What is heaven saying concerning all these national issues that we just speak to? And this is a challenge because people like Levon and Denzel, we smart, you see? Mm. You know, we got a little degree. Well, I got a little degree. Mm. You know, your degree to me far supersedes mine. You know, I got little things on the wall, so I'm smart. I can speak about the car broken down because I have a master's degree in engineering, civil engineering. Mm. Transportation is my focus, believe it or not, traffic and transportation. Mm. So I can speak to these things, but I remember now I'm the man of God, and they expect when Bishop Denzel Rhodes speaks, when Pastor Denzel Rhodes speaks, that somehow he consulted heaven before he speaks.
Okay.
And so we have to be so careful with that. That to be a mouthpiece for God.
So Bishop, then what do you say then to people who says, well, is there no room for pragmatic behavior in the pulpit? Is there, do I need to hear from heaven, as you have said it, before I say, listen, we want to live in a society. I don't know how much of my opening salvo you heard, but I am beginning to watch the society around us crumble, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, the Bible says, only what seemeth right to a man is right, but the end thereof is destruction.
Absolutely. There's a way.
I used to really like that scripture one time ago. But before I read the end thereof part.
Right. There is a way.
But we seem to be living in that kind of society, right? Where only what seems right to these people is right to them. And we see the destruction that it is wreaking on our country. So when the civil minds among us, the litigating minds among us, the legislative minds among us say, man, we need to move towards this thing because pragmatically, this is the thing that will work. We need to move towards that thing because pragmatically, that is, if we're going to consider ourselves as a developing nation, as a small island developing nation, and a leader in our region, then we must have. Are you saying to me then that the church is constrained in its ability to offer pragmatism from the pulpit?
To suggest that there is spirituality that is not pragmatic is to not know spirituality.
Oh, what is faith? Faith isn't pragmatic, Bishop.
What?
No, faith suggests, right?
What?
Faith suggests to me that I'm not sure.
We must have a different definition of pragmatic.
Okay.
That faith calls us to pragmatic action.
Okay.
It always calls us to pragmatism, the whole ministry of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That it's, when I talk about hearing what heaven is saying, let me open this up a little more.
Sure.
Heaven, the word of God, the voice of God, that's heaven's representative to us, the word of God. Mm-hmm. No, I thought heaven's representative was Jesus. Well, what is Jesus? He is the word, mm-hmm. according to John chapter 1.
Right.
His representation to us is the word. Every statement we make must pass through the filter. We say filters, you know it in the street. You grew up in that Miller house, you know, construction. Mm-hmm. Through the sieve
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
of the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It must pass through the sieve. Moving impulsively and emotively causes us to bypass the sieve.
Okay.
The sieve must set the parameters from which we speak and from which we act.
Mm-hmm.
There is a spirituality that has no practical implication and practical effect is carnality.
Mm-hmm.
True spirituality will always have pragmatic and practical effect. We are called to be the light of heaven. No. We're not called to be the light of heaven. We are the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
and we are the salt of the earth. The earth, we came from the earth. The world, the word there means cosmos. That's the systems that function in the world. So if we're called to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, we have to be pragmatic. Mm-hmm. We have to affect the systems. However, we do it through the filter of the voice of God.
Okay.
That we always function as his voice. Mm-hmm. And so when Debbie and them win the goal, I was off to school. Mm-hmm. I go on. I was in North Carolina.
Okay.
I walk inside the office of my engineering classes. Everybody stand. And I start singing the national anthem. Mm-hmm. That is a proud behemoth, but I made them, they don't know what they started for. Mm-hmm. I said, please, everybody stand. They got scared. What happened? I started saying, lift up.
Yeah.
And they just bustled laughing. Mm-hmm. I said, just you all stand and recognize the capital of the world, mm-hmm. the Bahamas. That's the capital. They always laugh at me because I call the Bahamas the capital of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And with all of that, I cannot allow this Bahamian patriotism that pumps through my vein to speak over the man of God. The Bahamian that is Denzel is subject to the man of God. So as much as I want to jump and speak to this and speak to that, it gotta pass through the filter of the man of God. Mm. And if it don't pass that test, I can't say it.
So you're saying that sometimes the silence is pragmatic because if heaven don't speak,
you better be careful.
Then the man shouldn't be speaking.
You better be careful. You can
follow
up.
How then do you deal with that, Bishop? We see. I mean, and there have been times in the Bible when the man of God gave the people what they wanted, and it ended in utter destruction. Right?
Let's stop it there.
Of Aaron. But the bishop must live among the parishioners. The bishop. You know, I could run into Denzel role in Super Value.
Yeah.
Which means the problems that plague me at some point will plague Denzel. We live among each other, right?
Absolutely.
And so how does the church, the man of God, the preacher, the bishop, how does he live with knowing that, you know, these people that are here, they expect to hear from the voice of God. They expect to hear the voice of the prophet.
Absolutely.
But you're saying that sometimes the prophet has to stand in silence. And I
don't. There are. There are times when he has to stand in silence if he is told to stand in silence. Mm-hmm. And if he is given that instruction, be quiet. Mm-hmm. I have had any number of journalists call me and I am like Gideon. Gideon says, my family is poor and I'm the least in my father's house. I am definitely there at the bottom. I wait on there. But I've had media houses call me and says, Bishop, I want you to speak about this. And I said, as bad as I wanted to go, because I'm smart, and I like Denzel, like people to know I'm smart. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I really like to show how smart I am. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of smart people have a kind of challenge. Mm-hmm. And the Lord says, no, don't say nothing. There have been, I have turned down about 6 in the last probably 3 months. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to go because I have a personal viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And I felt the Spirit of God says, no, don't say nothing. As recently as last week, Thursday.
Okay.
You know? And of course, you know this, that whenever, even when Levon calls me, I never consent right away.
Right.
I got to pause a second.
Right.
Let me make sure now this is something I need to be.
Right.
Something I need to speak to. Now, I still got to go back to this idea. The idea that God is not concerned about what is happening in the earth. So this voice of God and hearing from God will not speak or not deal with the issues happening around us. That's not what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say to my colleagues to those out there who listen for the church, understand what our role is. Understand that we have to speak from the counsel of God. That's the point I want to make. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that is so clear. Mm-hmm. That we understand that we cannot just get up because something happens, we just sputter and just let it start flying up. We cannot do that. Mm-hmm. We need to take and I have to make sure, because see, Denzel is very opinionated.
Right. Right.
So I got to make sure this ain't Denzel. I got to pass what Denzel thinking and make sure this lines up to the word test.
No, I get that. I completely get that. I tell people, we're about to go to a break. I tell people that there are times that I know God talking to me, and they say, well, how do you know? I don't ever proclaim. I go through this with you all the time with you. I don't ever tell people, God, tell me.
Right.
But I know the thoughts of Levin.
Yeah.
And when the thoughts in my head are definitely not Levin, I just associate that with God. Because I'm telling you, Levin don't want to do this. But the fact that I can't stop myself means that there hasn't been.
I don't know if your listeners know what you... I had music in the background.
Yeah.
Your listeners don't know the amount of times that Levon called me as a voice of God, as a seer, and says, so and so. And the only thing he didn't say is, that says the Lord, but everything else was lined up with the voice of God. And so I need Levon to acknowledge the gift of the seer that is on him, because he's called me on random times because he was led of the Spirit of God to call me. So stop it.
Tomo, Bishop Denzel Rule is my guest. We're talking this morning. The voice of the church. We're looking for it. I believe we found it this morning. We'll be back.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, they're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Levon Miller is here. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. Bishop Denzel Rule is in studio with me. He is singing today, y'all. He comes as the bishop today. So we're talking about the church, the voice of the church. The call of the people for the voice of the church, what does it mean? What does it look like? I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a word, Bishop, that I like. The word is called equanimity, right?
Uh-huh.
And it means to have poised calmness in all situations. So if I always like to draw analogies. Bill Belichick would be the perfect example of a man who is able to apply equanimity, right?
With a tint of narcissism.
Yeah. So if you called Bill Belichick and told him, Bill Belichick, you just won $300 billion. He'd say, oh, that's great. We went out. We executed.
Yeah.
If you call him and say, Bill Belichick, all your children dead and your house burned down, he says, that's sad. We're going to have to look at the play and figure it out.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Right. And so what I hear you saying, Bishop, basically, is that the church, mm-hmm. right, not like Bill Belichick, but must practice the same sort of equanimity. We stand firm.
Yes.
We understand that the city may be burning around us, but our inability to stay calm in that makes our voice dull.
Right.
We equally understand that when God is doing wonderfully amazing, mind-blowing things, for we know, and that is why we stand, because we believe, right?
Yeah.
But Bishop, everybody can't do that.
No, everybody can't. And that's why that is what should drive us to be so busy about releasing the love of God, the presence of God, the power of God, to be making disciples in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because what gives us this sense of, say that word again?
Equanimity.
See, I can't say them kind of big words. Mm-hmm. What gives us that sense of that is because of what we know.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know? We know that our God is omniscient. He sees all
mm-hmm.
and knows all. We know he's omnipresent. And we know he's omnipotent.
Mm-hmm.
We know he's immutable. We know that time for our God is tangible, like mm-hmm. this cell phone mm-hmm. in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
For us, time is intangible.
Mm-hmm.
For him, time is tangible. Meaning he can see the end, the middle, and the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that there's nothing that happens along this time continuum
mm-hmm.
that catches him off God.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says he knows the end from the beginning. We behave anti-Christ when we function in panic.
Mm.
That is anti-Christ.
Okay.
There was a time when those disciples came, Jesus says, man, how did we went and this happened and that happened? Jesus, calm down, bro.
Mm.
Calm that down. There's a time when the fig tree dried up and Peter said, boy, the tree dried up. Jesus, I mean, what did you expect to happen?
Mm-hmm.
There is a peace, a calm, and a rest. That is Christ. That is the believer. That's what we should be exampling this and presenting the template of what the rest and the peace and the love and the life of God looks like in the earth. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this in parentheses. I think in many instances in the last 18 months, we dropped the ball in this regard because we joined the hysteria. Mm. We joined the panic. And so when you looked to the church, in some instances over the last 18, 19 months, we were equally as stressed and equally as panicked and equally as in despair. I heard pastors say stuff like, well, you know, the church ain't got no resources because the people ain't working, so the church ain't got nothing. And that is antithetical mm-hmm. to the message of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. That is against what it is to be Christian.
Yeah.
That there got to be a difference, not that we are better, but because we have access to some information concerning this God that we believe. Now, if you don't believe our God, then I love you. I can love you into the place of just loving that you are humanity. Mm-hmm. But based on what we believe as Christians, our God has us in a fixed fight. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, mm-hmm. says the Lord, of good, not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. So as much as we decry, and we cried on that Sunday, mm-hmm. I was up meditating on Saturday and getting ready to shut it down. And I saw something come on my phone about the whole Bella thing. Mm-hmm. That Saturday when I heard about it, I was like, you got to be kidding me. So we were all gripped by that. And what was my response immediately? To go to prayer. Mm-hmm. What did we do on Sunday morning in our church? We prayed. Now watch what we did. We prayed for Bella, but we know the nation was praying for Bella, mm-hmm. for Bella's family, sorry. Mm-hmm. We know the nation was praying for Bella's family. This is what we did, Levon. Can I say this on your show? Tell you what we did?
Yeah.
We dealt with a demon because we realized you can't lock up demons. Mm-hmm. You could put people in jail, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. You can't put a demon in jail. When you put the person in jail, that demon is still moving around. Mm. And the church is the only vehicle, the only agency in the earth that is to deal with those demonic powers that function.
Jurisdiction.
We have jurisdiction, my brother.
Okay.
So that's what our focus was. We went to prayer. We spent time in prayer.
Okay.
And usurping the authority of the enemy in that regard. And we will continue on that vein because that's the element that if the church doesn't do, nobody else can do.
You said, Bishop, that one of the jobs of the church is to stay away from carnal behavior, carnality, right?
Yeah.
And so there is a school of thought that has proliferated itself in social media. And it said, well, these pastors don't want no sexual offenders list because plenty of them can't get past it. We don't background check these fellas. They get saved Tuesday night to one prayer meeting somewhere in a wooden church. Thursday, they have business cards. His mommy named him Denzel. All of a sudden, Denzel ain't on there no more. He's Apostle D.A. Role, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we really don't know nothing about his background. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he eat plenty steak in the nighttime and he have gastroindigestion.
Sure.
And that causes him to see things in his sleep. And one of the two times, it was right.
Sure. One of the seven.
Yeah. And now he have three armor bearers and two dudes to carry his briefcase. And he speaks with a never-ending hoarse voice, and he's anointed. But if we actually ran a real background check on the fella, the fella might end up on this list. So many of them, this is a school of a thought.
Yeah.
Many of them go through no testing to be who they are. Mm-hmm. Many of them go through no background checking to be who they are. All they purport is that they are anointed, and that anointing should wash off everything else. Mm. So they don't want to support this thing because supporting this thing will kill many of them. What do you say to the people that argue from that school of thought?
I would say to those persons that they are misinformed. Mm-hmm. I was in a meeting that took place, had to be in about 4 years ago, probably more, mm-hmm. where the sexual offenders registry thing came up. And there were quite a number of pastors in the room. Mm-hmm. And there was an overwhelming support for the sexual offenders registry, and that whole it was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. There was one person that I remembered that had caution with regard that had some pause with regarding the whole sex offenders registry, mm-hmm. and I can tell you who that person was. I will call their name on the radio.
Okay, great.
It was Bishop Denzel Rowe.
Okay.
That's the one person that had a problem.
Okay.
Not a problem, but made a statement that says, I don't know if I can sign on blindly. I got to read this whole thing.
Okay.
Because the church has been given one ministry. Every one of us got a ministry in the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's the ministry of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we've been called to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I need to read this. Because we have to be careful when we sign on to certain things,
mm-hmm.
not knowing the lengths and the depths of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that meeting, the one dissenting voice that I could recall was that of the person sitting in front of you.
Okay.
Where I said, I can't just sign yet.
Yeah.
I need to read some more. Because our ministry is to see men transformed.
Mm-hmm.
It's to see lives changed. That's the ministry of reconciliation. If we believe that deliverance is possible, then we got to believe that deliverance is possible.
For all.
For all.
Yeah.
If we believe freedom is possible, whom the Son sets free. So we got to be careful. We preach this stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Whom the Son sets free is not free partially.
Mm-hmm.
Free it's free indeed.
Indeed.
Deed means action.
Yeah.
Come on here.
Yeah.
It's free in action. If we really believe that, if we do believe that repentance, which is a change of mind, not sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Repentance means to change your thinking, to change your mind. If we believe that is truly possible, then I had to pause a second. And I'm not saying, I have a daughter.
Yeah.
So of course, I don't need to go into depths about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the protection of my daughter and my nieces and the ladies of my church and the children that I cover. We only go to the female prison in our church, and we have a girls club that we deal with. Sandlin's Primary, over 100 girls, almost 100 girls that we deal with. The pandemic stopped it. So we're concerned about our children. However, as a man of God, I got to remember now. See, don't that filter the word of God? Mm-hmm. Now, hold on now. How long they could be on this thing? And is there room for true transformation?
Mm-hmm.
Do we look at the nature of their offense?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the person that was 19 and in their youth and was a young lady who was 16 or 15,
yeah.
and they had a sexual relationship and he was convicted of rape.
Yeah, no, I and
so I didn't know those kind of things.
I completely get it. I worked in a stint of my life in another incarnation as a recruiting officer, right?
Right.
And I am telling you, I tell people, it's so amazing because there were three sets of people that tried to join these organizations. People like me,
mm-hmm.
who knew all along they wanted to join this organization,
mm-hmm.
and somehow
mm-hmm.
lived their life the way that it was supposed to have been lived to make sure that nothing could hamper them from getting it.
Right.
Then there was, and that's not a lie, I wanted to join the Defense Force when I was in grade 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then there were the second group, right? I call them the intellectual elite. So they are the people with 11 BGCSE, 2 Pittman, 1. No, seriously, these fellas, they could pass every test in the world except a piss test.
Right?
And so they would come in and we would have great hope for them, but we would lose them to their vices that they had and had no interest in getting rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the third group, right? There was the fella that either was smart or not very smart,
right?
But very committed and very devoted and very interested. And we know that with a little bit of training, we could make this man a good man. But he was caught at the age of 14 with a box cutter, or caught at the age of 13
yeah.
with a
yes.
screwdriver. Or,
yes.
And so now he has a criminal record.
Yes.
And as a consequence, we had to throw him away.
Sure.
And so these are, I get the point that you make, that people, and I watch men cry. Like, man, I was 12 or I was 13.
Absolutely.
I'm not that same person anymore.
Absolutely.
And I get it. I would say, right, for no spiritual reason, I'm not sure if I am I am ambivalent on the sexual offenders list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they give it to me, they give it to me. If they don't, they don't. But I will not pick it in the streets for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is because I understand that there's some constitutionality attached to it
mm-hmm.
that I don't know if I'm comfortable with infringing on the freedom of man that way. And by man, I mean mankind.
Sure.
But people seem to be thirsty for it, right? And there's a scripture that comes to my mind every single time these kinds of things arise. Because iniquity shall abound,
preach,
the
boy.
Love of men will
preach.
Wax cold. And people get to the point where, oh, the pastor lied to me before. Oh, they sue my auntie for my money before. Oh, they do this. Kill all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if that is exactly the way the world works. was designed to work.
Absolutely.
I that gives me pause.
Yeah.
Let me get a couple of these text messages in, Bishop. Because you know you're very popular, so people want to
talk. I don't know with all that.
Someone here says you know, some of these texts are very funny. Someone says they thought I said Elizabeth Vagina. No, her name is Elizabeth Regina.
I did pause a second too though. Yeah. But I came, I said,
that is
what
the E R. How do you people go to these things and like, okay, if you go to the ceremony, the chair, everything she owns have E R on it.
Correct.
You never asked yourself what the R was for?
Never asked. Wasn't interested.
Yeah, Elizabeth Regina.
Say Regina, man.
It's not, it's are you like Anastasia and Anastasia?
Right.
Yeah, I guess. Could you ask the bishop in his opinion why did God allow so many innocent people and children, Christians, to die in this pandemic? Bishop?
Why did God allow
so many innocent people to die?
So what do we want? So we should.
So the Foxhill prison should be empty then. Why just kill all them in the pandemic? Eh?
We are in a fallen world because of the choices that we have made.
Mm-hmm.
The existence of evil, the existence of darkness, all of that confirms the love and the greatness of our God. If we didn't have the right to choose evil, mm-hmm. then we could question the love of God, because mm-hmm. then we know He doesn't love us. When love is the only option, then it's not love.
Yeah.
There had to be another option for you to choose in order for us to know the love that God has, the mm-hmm. freedom of choice. Mm-hmm. The state of the world, this fallen world with all of the COVIDs and the disasters and the things that are happening is as a result of the choices that we have made, and the love of God allows us to make the choices.
Mm.
However, when we are on a plane that's going down and someone says, here is the escape hatch, here is the parachute, and you don't choose it, how do you then say that he is not right?
You preach that completely different, because I would have said to live is Christ. To die is gain.
Well, that's part of
it. Whether I live or die. Huh?
Well, that's when you choose the. That's when you have that.
And so if you say to me that all the good, decent Christian people die in COVID, I feel like them people, like they're ahead anyhow. Let me get two more of these in. This one here says, Mr. Miller, it's good to hear one of the disciples of Christ on your show. Bishop Denzel Roll is real. The problem we have in our country is many people are caught up on denominational culture that has nothing to do with the gospel of Christ. Bishop Denzel got his foundation in Sunday school. This one here says, Jesus told you exactly what to think about all the innocent people who died when the building fell down. On the wedding party, Jesus said, don't worry about them. Worry about your own souls. Last but not least, this one here says, Elizabeth Regina. So is it William? What? No, it's not William Renus. It couldn't be that. It just couldn't be that. I don't know where these people get this stuff from. Bishop, please tell people where to find you as we get ready to get out of here.
We worship on Sundays at 8 and 11:15 in the auditorium of C.H. Reeves Junior High School. You can reach out to us. We have a WhatsApp line, 825-LIFE, 825-5433. We do Zoom prayer meetings 3 times a week. We have a Monday night, a Wednesday morning, and a Friday morning. You can text that number to get the information. You can call our church office, 601-5125, to get any other information you want on our ministry. We'll be glad to have you to come and be Levon's guest to come and join us one of these Sunday mornings.
Appreciate you very much, Bishop. We even didn't get to the second part of the show, but I got to bring you one of these days to talk about love. I tell them love is a God emotion, but we'll talk about
that. I am your humble servant. I definitely want to be here for that show.
Thank you very much. I'm Levon Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. I know it. You know it. The whole world knows it. They do it every day. Don't move. They've got the news. That happens now.